three-touchdown day, another for yourself, and the MVP chants were resounding across the Lucas Oil Stadium. What's the reaction when you hear just the excitement, the enthusiasm for the season you and this team are having?
I mean, that's what we need. I mean, we feed off of the fans, especially playing at home. So for us to come out firing on all cylinders, it's really a testament to the work that we put in, and we're just glad that the fans are here for it. They're engaged. It makes it a tough environment for the opposing team.
That 80-yard touchdown that you had, what created that opportunity? What did you see?
Man, those guys up front, board, those guys just coming around, sealing off the edge. I mean, they've been playing lights out all year. And when you can have an offensive line and tight ends play at that level, it makes it easy.
John, so you hear the MVP chants, and what did that mean to you?
It meant a lot that the fans of Indianapolis are behind me like that. And that's what, you know, continues to fuel not only myself, but the rest of the team of that's what they want to see. They want to see great product on the field and ultimately win games.
Well, 21 miles an hour, is it hard to hit 23 when you're trying to tiptoe to stay in bounds?
Oh, for sure.
What's it feel like when you're in a zone like this? Do you feel things clicking for yourself, for this offense, for this team?
I mean, you just see the plays block perfectly, and you usually end up with your one-on-one matchup. That's usually how most plays are intended, you know, a man on a man, and then you're usually left with one.
What's different about this season for you?
For me, I just think it's everybody coming together, playing as one, but we're playing complementary football. Offense, defense, special teams, everyone going out there each phase making plays and us being able to capitalize off of one another's success.
JT, you were first team All-Pro a few years ago, league rushing champ. We're talking to your teammates, they're all saying you've gotten better. Do you see that in yourself? And if so, in what ways do you think you've elevated your game?
I definitely think of being able to be more efficient. I know that year, it was a lot of touches that year, but you know, how can you be explosive on less touches? Like I said, we got a lot of players making plays, so you know, everybody's gonna get the ball, and that's what makes us so lethal. So what can you do? How efficient can you be when your number is called?
So when you get 150 on 12 carries, is that what you're talking about? I mean, being explosive and efficient?
Definitely.
Is it kind of nice to have like four games now where you've been able to get out of the game in the fourth quarter?
It's definitely been crazy, but it's also an opportunity to see some of the other guys and have them have an opportunity to make plays. And it gets us excited though too, because we see them work day in and day out. So when they get a chance to go out there, live out their dreams and make plays, it's definitely fun.
JT Shane told me earlier this week that when you hit that second and third level, that basically just becomes a fan, because he's like, oh, watch what's going to happen. He's going to take it to the house. How much do you enjoy that your head coach is able to have that much fun watching you run?
I think it shows the amount of trust that he has in me, and that's what you want. You want to be able to show it in practice, show that, hey, you can lean on me, you can trust me, but then ultimately it has to translate to Sundays.
You guys keep hitting those chunk plays in the passing game on third and like too long. What does that do for you guys and confidence on the offensive side of the ball, knowing you?
No, I mean, it raises the confidence. It opens up the run game. And like I mentioned, it's just another facet of our game that makes us so difficult to defend. And I think when we have guys executing on a high level in those plays, like I mentioned, it opens up the run game. Then for us to execute on the run game continues to open up the pass game. So just playing that complementary football is huge for us.
Jonathan, you mentioned the other day about getting to the end zone. No matter how many yards you have, I mean, is that kind of the silver, the icing on the cake, I guess, when you get to the end zone repeatedly like you have?
Oh, definitely. I mean, anytime you can get in the end zone multiple times, it's a good feeling, but you also know you're putting points on the board, which should ultimately lead to a win. We just want to win football games at the end of the day. That's going to get us to where we want to be, is winning football games.
You're talking about Bort. I mean, how has he helped you this season?
Bort has been amazing. Well, one, definitely have another fellow Wisconsin Badger on my team. It's almost like kind of we're in sync, but he's amazing on those reach blocks. I mean, the way he's able to get out, move in space, he's been really awesome this year. And I know he's going to continue to get better, but when you have athletic linemen who can really move in space, it makes it so much easier for you to set up your block. So he's been playing at a high level this year.
Shane was talking about the importance of winning in November, having a 7-1 start. What does that do for you guys moving into this tough slog that you're going to have?
It just puts a bigger target on our back, which we understand and which we accept. And we understand we're going to get everyone's best shot. So we got to come in each and every single week, look each other in the eyes, figure out how do we get better? How do we stay from getting complacent? Because it's only going to get harder from here.
One step closer, Mark, to setting the franchise record for rushing touchdowns. What does it mean for you to be on the kind of precipice of doing that?
There's been some legends, some great players that come through this organization. And to be mentioned with them, it means a lot. And you want to just kind of be that next stepping stone for the next guy to come in here and ultimately someday surpass you. And I just think they set a path And you don't have to take that path exactly, but to be able to have a blueprint is really special.